had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. Many times I didn't know right from wrong. In every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials would only come to make me strong. I've been to a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There's been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, Jesus made me know that I was His own. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, Lord, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He brought me through. If I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know God could solve them. I'd never know the fading God could do. Oh, through it all, I say through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Yes, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. That's why I sing, through it all. Yes, Lord, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all, yes, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Oh, I've learned to depend upon His word. I have learned to depend upon His word.
God bless you.
Let's just sing just a few verses of this song. Oh, and then we'll ask Sister Eve to come. Oh, my brother, do you know the Savior? He's wondrous, kind and true. He's the rock of your salvation. There is an in the broken. Oh, my brother, there is honey in the rock, my brother. There is honey in the rock for you. Leave your sins for the blood to cover. There is honey in the rock for.
Saints of all the ages that's gone by, they long to see this happening in their time. But they died in pain, anticipating for the day which is going on now. In this finishing hour, But there's a holy and elected nation, pure and white, for the harvest is ripe. Fields are ready and wide. There was a midnight cry. The bridegroom's drawing nigh. There will be a rapture in the twinkling of an eye. Come trim the lamps of your hearts now. Let the love of Christ shine bright in you. Let His life in you abide. Jesus Christ is revealed in His bride. The glorious and spotless, sinless bride. She's ready to be standing by His side. She's given the fine linen of righteousness of saints, the perfection of Christ can be seen in your life. There was a midnight cry. The bridegroom's drawing nigh. There will be a rapture in the twinkling of an eye. Come trim the lamps of your hearts now. Let the love of Christ shine bright in you. Let His life in you abide. Jesus Christ is revealed in His bride. How we cherish this message from God. Let us sing a new song to the Lord. It's a sign to other nations, that divine manifestation. For we have a revelation who we are. There was a midnight cry. The bridegroom's drawing nigh. There will be a rapture in the twinkling of an eye. Come trim the lamps of your hearts now. Let the love of Christ shine bright in you. Let His life in you abide. Jesus Christ is revealed in His bride. There was a midnight cry. The bridegroom's drawing nigh. There will be a rapture in the twinkling of an eye. Come trim the lamps of your hearts now. Let the love of Christ shine bright in you. Let His life in you abide. Jesus Christ is revealed in His bride. Let His life in you abide. Jesus Christ is revealed in His bride.
Amen. Love Brother Brian to cap it off. Amen. Can Brother Brian come? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when I first met Brother Brian and was speaking to him about, we were speaking a lot of things. There was a lot of people in the house. Brother Innocent was there, Brother Cheslin. There were so much people and everyone was trying to say something. And I think Brother Brian could just hear Nimrod, Nimrod, Nimrod. And then Brother Brian comes around and says, ah, when you were saying Nimrod, I thought you were talking of an aeroplane.
I wasn't very bright then, was I? Thank you, Brother George.
What key are you singing?
I think Amazing Grace. I think it's in the key of A. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my faith believed. How precious did that greater appear, the hour I first believed. The dangers, toils, and snares we have already come, 'twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
One more time.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Thank you. God bless.
The closing day of time is coming soon.
Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know that. I forgot the words.
In this, the closing day of time. Oh, joy, that glorious hope affords. So, He shall reign, King of kings, Lord of lords. Alleluia is coming, soon is coming. Here is soon with joy, we welcome his return. Coming soon. The signs around the open sky, oh, painted on the starlit sky. God's faithful witnesses declare, oh, they declare that of the Savior, draw it now. Hallelujah is coming soon.
shows. We welcome His returning. It may be morning, I don't know, I know He's coming soon. The dead in Christ who need us now, who need us now, in countless numbers, oh shout, oh they will rise through the portals of the, through the portals of the sky. He shall come to prepare the parade. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is coming. We welcome His returning. It may be morning, I don't know, I know He's coming soon. And who we who living here top shall meet our faithful Lord. His hope we cherish not in, we cherish not in vain, but we come one another by it, by this word is so.
To all this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I think it's a great privilege to stand here. We have an announcement here from Brother Mikey, could not make it today. He went to drop his wife at work. He's asking for prayer. Also, let you remember the past in prayer. Let's straight away open our Bible in the book of Exodus chapter 28. Exodus 28, we start from 1 to 4, and we jump from 9 to 12, then from 30 to 34, if you have your Bible ready. Exodus chapter 28, verse 1 up to 4 first. And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his son with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garment for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. That was the responsibility of Moses, to make a holy garment for Aaron. And verse 3, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garment to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, a broidered coat, and a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garment for Aaron thy brother and his son, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. From verse 9 up to 12. And the dower shall take two onyx stones and grave on them the name of the children of Israel, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names on the rest of the other stone, according to their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engraving of the signet, shall thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulder of the ephod for stone of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear the names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. From verse 30 down there. And the dower shall put in the breastplate of the judgment Urim and Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. And thou shalt make the robe of ephod all blue, and there shall be a hole in the top of it, and in the midst thereof it shall have a binding of woven work around about the hole of it, and it were the hole of Habgeonj, that it be not red. And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranate of blue and of purple and scarlet round about the hem thereof, and the bell of the golden of the gold between them around, a gold bell, a pomegranate of gold bell, had a pomegranate upon them of the robe around about. Let's go to the New Testament. We read one scripture from 1 Peter chapter 2, and we go to verse 9. But ye are chosen generation of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And had made us king and priest unto God and his Father, to him be glory and the dominions forever and ever. Amen. Let us all enter a time of prayer. Let's pray together.
Dieu notre Père, je m'abandonne ce moment à l'entretenant. Ô Dieu Tout-Puissant, car je sais que tout celui qui était à l'école peut lire ces choses, Père éternel. Ô Dieu bien-aimé, mais la révélation ne vient que de toi-même. Ô Dieu bien-aimé, c'est pourquoi je te demande afin que ton esprit puisse prendre contrôle de ma vie, contrôle de ma bouche, contrôle de cet audience, Père éternel, afin que tout et chacun de nous soit rempli, ô Dieu bien-aimé, de ton esprit, et qu'il y ait la liberté de l'esprit, afin que toi tu puisses communiquer ce que toi tu as mis à moi, ô Dieu bien-aimé, dans la simplicité, mais dans la démonstration de ton esprit, car toi tu as dit, Seigneur, voici les œuvres qui accompagneront ceux qui ont crié. Ils reposeront leurs mains sur le malade. Les malades seront guéris, Père, spirituellement. Ô Dieu bien-aimé, Père éternel, il y a beaucoup de malades. C'est pourquoi nous te demandons, afin que toi, tu puisses envoyer l'ange de la guérison et qu'il puisse visiter cette place, Père éternel, et guérir tout et chacun de nous qui est malade physiquement et spirituellement, afin que la gloire et l'honneur soient rendus à toi, le seul et le véritable Dieu, celui qui donne la gloire. Tout avant, c'est crié. Amen. Let's bow our head. Wonderful God, We thank you this morning for the privilege that you have given unto us to come to thy house and call upon thy name. Father, we have opened thy word and we have read it. And we ask that you shall bless it, Father, because this morning we didn't come to meet with one another, we come to meet with thee, Father. And we have burned our fuel, we have made a lot of sacrifice to come to this place. Surely we want to hear from thee. That's why I ask you that you shall put me aside and put, oh Father, everything that is of human aside, and that you shall be able to speak to thy people, Father. Because you know the need of thy people, Father. If we come this morning, we are needy people and we are depending on thee, Father. Not the way we feel, but you says in your word that where two or three are gathered in my name, you shall be in their midst, Father. And we are more than three this morning, Father. And we believe that you are with us. And we ask you that you shall give us the spirit of liberty, Father. That we shall be able, Father, and to speak about thee, Father. And you shall bless each of us soul, Father. Yes. We want to remember our brother who are not able to make it this morning, Father. Bless him, bless his family, and bless his wife, Father. We want also to commend the pastor at thy hand, Father, as he has traveled for the gospel's sake, Father. We ask you that you shall use him, Father. Bless him. Let him be a blessing, Father, to the flock where you have sent him to preach the gospel. Father, we ask you that at the end of this meeting, Father, we shall say that it was good to be in the house of the Lord, because we know that each time when we come, oh, Father, in thy presence, we receive something, Father. In thy presence, there is a solution, there is healing, there is all manner of good things, Father. And we ask you that you shall grant to each of us according to our desire, Father. We thank you for all, and we commit it at the hand of the Lord. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You maybe have your seat. I think it's a great privilege once again to stand here. Our topic today, it's kings and priests. It's a great privilege that we've been called by God to minister as a king and a priest. Not only the people that stand behind the pulpit, but each of us, according to the scripture we read from Revelation chapter 1, he tells us that he has made us king and a priest. And from the book of Peter, he tells us the same thing, that he has made us a kingdom of priests. It's something grateful to be a priest unto the Lord. Now, from the background of what we read in the book of Exodus chapter 28, because it's always good to go back to the Old Testament that you'll be able to understand how things work and how Aaron became a priest. It's something because the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament. You can't understand the New Testament without understanding the Old Testament. That's why it's very important, because those are two laws that God has given to us, two commandments. And the same way as Ruth and Naomi, they have to be together. And the same thing as the Old Testament and the New Testament, they must go together. They can't be separate. Now, from the book of Exodus, chapter 28, something very good there. The Lord has given a responsibility to Moses that he shall make a holy garment unto his brother Aaron to minister in the priest office. Now that was the first Exodus, that the people coming out of Egypt, and now God wants someone that can stand on the behalf of his brethren, that someone can do the work of a sacrifice, someone can do the work of intercession, someone that can minister unto the Lord for the behalf of his brethren. Now, it is something that started there. And God tell Moses that Aaron, your brother, and his son, he shall be a priest. Now, it wasn't by chance. It wasn't by choice of Moses, but it was by choice of God. Because these things, if you look at the tribe, or the 12th tribe of Israel, there was given each tribe a certain heritage that they have to do, a certain work that belongs to just a certain category, or a certain tribe of Israel, that nobody else could do it. Like if you look the work of the priest,
The tribe of Judah, they could not do it in the Old Testament because they were kings. They were not for that. And we see that Levite, they were ordained to be the priest. Those are the people that were ordained to be the priest. Now, from history, you will look that it's perfectly the same because we want to read it. If you read Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, you find that Moses and Aaron, they were the children of the Levite. Amram, Moses' father, was a son of a Levite. And Jochebed, she was a daughter of a Levite. Now, it didn't come by chance that Aaron became a priest. It was because of the way, the tribe by which he was born. Amen. He was born in a tribe that was given the right to be a priest. It wasn't a coincidence. He could not wake up and say, no, I'm a priest today. Because you have to be born in a certain way. God has ordained that things should be that way. Now the tribe of Dan, they can't come. They say, no, me, I want to be a priest. No, it wasn't for their tribe. Another tribe, Issachar, you can't come and say, I want to be a Levite. No, it has to be through the birth. Now, it's something that was given by birth. By the time they were born, and they knew that this tribe of the Levite, they're going to serve as the priest always. That it was the gift that was given by God. But we are surprised that in the New Testament, the scripture tells us that he has made us all kings and priests. And we want to look at that, kings and priests. He has made us all kings and priests. That you and I, woman or man, can minister as a priest. But be careful, that is a spiritual realm that you are talking about. Because the scripture can't be broken. A woman can't come and stand behind the pulpit and say, I'm a priest. No, we are not talking about it. It's very good because Brother Maxwell this morning laid the foundation in that way. I don't need to go down deeper to that way. That to show you that our priesthood is a spiritual priesthood. But before we could understand it, we must also understand the Old Testament and how the things worked there. And we see that in the Old Testament, it's only by birth, by a certain birth, by being born into a certain tribe, then you are qualified to be a priest. And spiritually, it has to be the same thing. As we go, you will understand it. And you see that Aaron, the way he's going to dress, that the garment that he's going to use to minister for the priest office, the garment was ordained by Moses. And God tell Moses that you shall make the holy garment for Aaron. And it was a specific way that not any robe that he's going to dress. It must be the one that God shown the vision to Moses. And it has all the colors there, has a meaning. Everything that was in that garment has a meaning. It wasn't just a garment like another garment. There was meaning there that why certain colors has to be there. Because God was on it. Because everything that was in the Old Testament, it was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that Aaron garment also was the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he can't do that office by himself. He needs to be veiled in his dress. It must have a certain portion of gold there. And that gold speaking about the deity. And speaking about the divinity. Speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you take the blue color. And the prophet tell us that the blue color is the truthness. And he must have truth with him. To do that office, he must have a certain truth with him. And that is the same thing spiritually speaking. If you and I, we are priests and kings, we must have the same thing. Because there's no shortcut for it. And Aaron was ordained to do that job and to dress that way. And we see that the purple color that has to be in his dress, in his robe, it means something. And it means something. And the prophet tells us, it's speaking about the adoption. He says, each time when the child will be raised in a family, when the child gets to a portion, a time that he can be the heir of everything, they must dress him with a purple robe. Which it means that It's adoption sign. Now, for Aaron to be adopted to do that work, that particular color must be inside of it. And you and I, spiritually speaking, you're going to see it. Everything that was there in natural must be it on the spiritual way. Now, and we are spiritual kings and priests. Do not forget it. We are spiritual kings and priests. Now, we are not speaking about the way I'm standing here, but everybody sitting in this place, according to the reading of the Bible is calling us kings and priests. And the same way that naturally Aaron used to dress is the same way that you and I need to be dressed, spiritually speaking. Now we see that he must have gold bell inside the bell must be inside of the hem of his garment. Now those things has to be there because it was ordained by God. And he told Moses that those peculiar things must be there. If these things are not there, something is wrong. Because he can't go to the holiest of holies and minister unto the Lord if something is short in his garment. Now the Lord ordained that these things must be there. And that bell, the golden bell, it represents a holy life. You can't go to the holiest of holies if there's no holy life. It can't work. And that holy life, he must be cleansed from everything that is not the word of God. Now that's the reason he has to dress that way. Because if he dresses in his own way, he's contaminated his garment by other things that it wasn't ordained by God for him to dress that way. Now that you and I, spiritually speaking, we have to be dressed in a holy way. Because when he go inside there to the holies of all holies, the only way that the people are going to know that Aaron is alive when those bells were able to ring. If the bell were not able to ring, the people will not know that Aaron is alive. Now, the only way we can know that you are a spiritual king and a priest, when we can see the reflection of the life of Christ inside of your life, where your life can see the holies and the holies. Now, all these things has something to play with it. Otherwise, God could not put them just for to make him something that you look nice. No, it has a meaning for it. And those two stones that he has to put inside of his shoulder, and with the sixth name inside of the children of Israel, because his work as a priest is to minister, is to make a sacrifice, and to intercede on the behalf of his brethren. Now, spiritually speaking, you and I, in our walk, when we go before the Lord to minister as a spiritual priest, we must have all the names of our brethren and our sisters inside of our heart. If you don't have it, you can't do the job. Because his job was that when he go inside, he must intercede on the behalf of his brethren. And he must make sure that those two stones are there. If they are there and they have all the 12 names of the children of Israel, and he can go there with confidence, no matter what happened, no matter what happened yesterday, maybe he has a trouble with one of the tribe, but he must bury them all. All the 12 must be there. When he going there before the holies of holies, he must also speak on the behalf of all the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, spiritually speaking, it's the same thing as you and I. If we are called kings and priests, we can't discriminate to anybody. We have to pray for everybody. No matter what it is, we have to do it because that is our duty. As a priest, is to sacrifice and to make intercession. And the intercession, not only for the people of the world, but for the children of Israel. Now, Aaron has to do that job, and he must dress that way. There's no other way that he could dress, because he's not a priest if he doesn't dress that way. If he doesn't have the name of other people, he just like a certain tribe, and doesn't like other tribe, which means Aaron wasn't qualified to be a priest. Because a priest, spiritually speaking, like you and I, we must love all the tribe of the Hebrew tribe. We must love everybody. I can't say that I only love Brother George. No, that you can't be a priest in that way. And the scripture tells us, and as we go deeper, you will see, the scripture tells us, he has made us. Who made us? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The kings and the priests. That's the job of the priest. I read for you from the prophet. And you will know exactly what the priest has to do. Because the priest has the job to do. And the prophet tells us that the priest's job was to make sacrifice and to intercede on the behalf of his brethren. That's what was the job. And the prophet said, has made us a priest. Did you ever know what a priest is? Now that I'm reading from a spoken word, 7th church age. And he says, what is the office is? A priest is to make sacrifice, to make intercession. And over in Hebrew, it says that we, the church, is a royal priesthood. Now that is the job of the priest, is to make a sacrifice, is to make intercession. Now he cannot make intercession if there's no names of other people inside of his chest. Now the 12th stone there, the 12th name of all the 12 tribes has to be there because that was his job. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 8, verse 30, he said he must bear those names continually when he goes before the Lord. And you and I, we have to do the same thing. Because the Bible is calling us the priest. And we have to bear the names of the children of Israel. Spiritually speaking, we are Israel. And the names of our brethren, the names of our sisters, we must bear them continually before the Lord. Now we see that you have to be born in a certain family for you to be a priest. Now, and the prophet says, the things never change, spiritually speaking. You have to be born in a certain way for you to be a priest. You can't just be a priest because you want to be a priest. No, it wasn't like that in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's the same thing too. You can't be a priest because you want to be a priest. No, you must come from a family, from a tribe that is qualified to be a priest. Not from anywhere. And the prophet says, spiritually speaking, what does it mean? When we are born again, when we are born unto Christ, then we are qualified to be the priest. Because you have to be born from a certain tribe. Not just born the way you like to be born. You have to be born in Christ. Once someone is born in Christ, and he is able now to put that holy garment that represents the Holy Spirit. Because that holy garment is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet said that holy garment was the type of the Holy Spirit. Because there's nobody that can be a priest without being filled with the Holy Spirit. If you and I are spiritual priests and we claim to be, we must make sure that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit has all the names of everybody there. Because that Christ in the form of the Spirit, it moved now from the type, from the shadow of the garment, and bringing it to the reality of God dwelling inside of you and inside of me. And the prophet said that the same thing, that the same Holy Spirit that happened now at the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Spirit now that make us kings and priests, spiritually speaking. That's the Holy Spirit. If that Holy Spirit is inside of me and is inside of you, we will not act different from Aaron. We will dress the same way as Aaron because it was the same garment, and that garment must have all the colors there and must have a scarlet color there. And that's speaking about the redemption. Because when someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, he have mercy. He have the spirit of redemption inside of him. Now that's the same way in the natural is the same way that in the spiritual. that he has to pray that office and he has to do that job, because that Christ, let's go to the Bible. Let's open our Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And we see that the responsibility, and Jesus show us exactly the same thing, that these things never change, because his job was to go there before the people. When he go to the people, he go before God, he must speak the good of the people before the throne of mercy. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, "And all things are to God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Amen. That the office of the priest. That the office of the priest. He has that ministry of the reconciliation. Because when a sinner comes and someone feels guilty, that is condemned by Mosaic law, the law of Moses, and the person needs reconciliation to God, need the forgiveness of sin, the only way that the person will come, he will not go himself to the holiest of holies. And it has to be Aaron that will go to that place. And when Aaron is going there, Aaron is going to speak on the good of that person. Now, when the person sins, he comes with the lamb, and Aaron will examine the lamb. After examining the lamb, he will wash the lamb, and after washing the lamb and kill the lamb, and spurge the blood upon the altar of brass. And he took some of the blood also and go it to the holiest of holies, because he must intercede on the behalf of the guilty. That was his job. That the ministry of the reconciliation that he has given to us all. Because of our office of the priest, and we need that ministry inside of us. God is demonstrated, the Bible tells us, that himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he made us, reconciled us to God. And he's the higher priest that is there on the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. On your behalf and my behalf. Now he's the highest one. He's the top one that's doing the same job that you and I are ordained to do this morning. And God calls us for that ministry. It's a great ministry. Because he gives us the access where in the Old Testament there's nobody that could have the access to go at that place except Aaron alone. But now in the New Testament, the scripture tells us that he had made us kings and priests. Right. And we have the access now, not just to be a minister for a woman, to be a minister like me, like other ministers. No, but spiritually, everybody that is filled with the Holy Spirit is a priest. Woman or man, everybody that is filled with the Holy Spirit is a priest. That's why you will make a prayer for someone and someone get healed. Why? Because you are bound to do that. You are called for that ministry. And God has called you. That's why the prophet says, even a sister can take the child and pray for the child, and the child will get healed. You don't need to come to the prayer line when your son or your daughter is sick. You can take by the arm and pray, and the person will get healed. Why? Because you have given that ministry. You are a priest, spiritually speaking. And you are a king, spiritually speaking. Now we see that these things, it has important, it's very good, because you must know what are your responsibility. And you will know how to act on it. And Aaron should know exactly what he has to do. And when the things, the need come, he will go and call upon the name of the Lord. And you know that surely the Lord has ordained me for this office. But I can't do it in my own way. God has provided a way that he has made for me to be successful in this office. Let me follow God provide the way. Then the things will be done according to the way God wanted. He can't wake up in a hurry. Says, no, I'm in a hurry. Let me go quick. I have something to do. And Aaron will take it. Say, no, let me put my shirt and go to do the work of God. No. Aaron, when he knows that today there will be people that will come. There is people with need. Let me make sure that my life between me and God, it can sing holy and holy. There's no problem between me and God. And I'm anointed because the prophet says it's time before he has to go. He must be washed first. And after he must be anointed. And that oil that he used to be anointed with it. The prophet says it's the type of the Holy Spirit. It's the same way before we come to do our office as a spiritual priest. We must be washed first by the water of the word of God. And we must make sure that we are anointed by the Spirit of God. But when something is wrong, that way you see that, Aaron, what's happening now? You have to do something here. And Aaron says, no, I'm not ready. You say, what happened? Oh, my garment is not here. Say, Aaron, you're supposed always to have the garment ready with you. Because you are called for this office of the priest. And you and I, being called to this office of the priest, we must always have our garment ready. That's right. Because there will be a need outside of the church. There will be a need in our workplace. But we must make sure that we have that garment inside of us. And how so important it was that the Bible says, by the work of the engraving, now that you must engrave all the tribe, the 12 tribe of Israel inside of the ox stone. That they must always be on your chest. And our spiritual speaking inside of our heart, we must have the engraving of the Holy Spirit with the name of all our brethren, with the name of all our sisters. And when we come before God, because he has given us the access, that nobody could have that access. There's no need of us to go in back to the system of the Old Testament. That's why you see that even some church up to now, they start dressing those robes. But those things has finished already. Because the priesthood of Aaron, Aaronic priesthood, has ceased. And those system of putting dress is not physically dress anymore. The dressing becomes spiritually. But you find a lot of priests, they start putting, they continually putting those dress. It has no effect anymore. Because those dress was representing a reality that will come in the future. And that reality now, it has come in the time of the Holy Spirit. You don't need that garment anymore. That's why when we come to preach here, we don't put any robe, we don't put any physical dress, because we know that that was for the Old Testament. The New Testament, what you need, just the Holy Spirit inside of you. Now that the first Exodus, the one that was able to do the garment of Aaron, it was Moses. Now, in the second Exodus now, as we go, you will understand these things. In the second Exodus now, the Lord himself, because God is imperfect in three. When he come as a prophet now, God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ now, the early church age, he has to dress them with the holy garment. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit from above, which he represented. The holy garment of Aaron. Now, as we're moving now, and we see that when they were all filled with that Holy Spirit, and they were all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were able to do their work according to the way of the scripture. That's right. Because the prophet says, if a minister is not baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he should not minister at all. But we see those denominational ministers, they are being baptized in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost. But they're still being called a minister. But the prophet tells us it can't work that way. And that's why we see them, even the Catholic priest, they will continually push the dress. They think that we are in the Old Testament. But the things has changed. Those was the type, was the shadow of the reality that is coming. And the reality has come now at the day of the Pentecostal. When the Holy Spirit come down now. The Holy Spirit take away that natural veil, that natural dressing, which was the garment of Aaron, and put them now in the position that because they have the Holy Spirit, they can minister, they can be priests unto God. Now we see that the things has moved that way with the early church, and the things worked that way. And it was going well, perfectly right, everything working. But by the time now, that Roman pagan, mixed together with the church that where the holy priest now has changed. That way they back to the Old Testament. They start addressing now all these things because the tradition was put to church inside of the Holy Spirit. They back to the old world. Now we see that the Bible tells us now that there will be a restoration of everything. You know, at the sounding of the trumpet, all the mystery of God will be revealed. And he tells us according to Malachi chapter 4 that God will restore back the faith of the Father. As you're going now, you will understand why these things happen. Why people went back to the way of the Old Testament and putting those dress and thinking that for you to be a minister, you must dress in a certain way. No, sir. It is spiritual dressing, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Lord proved it by filling his disciples that they should do the work of the priest with the Holy Spirit. And the same way, even as I say, that it doesn't mean that if you are all filled with the Holy Spirit, then we all going to be the minister. No, the sister can't stand here behind the pope. Because we see it, even when the fulfillment of the scripture was done, but I'm actually reading it this morning, in Acts chapter 2, verse 16. Even the people that were there, Mary, all those people, were filled also with the Holy Spirit. But they were not ministering behind the pulpit. Spiritually, they were able to minister. Now, but we see, but when those things change now, when we find the women start preaching, when we find now people start baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but the early church didn't do it because the scripture proved it. Even Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it shows that when they ask Peter, you see, man and woman, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the early church has followed that line for long. But the prophet tells us that at the time, by 325 now, for Nicaea Castle, when it happened now, something took place now. Now the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ was deceived now by Roman pagan. Now they mix the church now and the politics together now. And something was introduced now that is not the original anymore. Now, but the scripture is very good because God, before the foundation of everything, he has laid all of the scripture. Now, and we see that, let's go to Malachi chapter 4. And we see that despite that was the fall in the priesthood after the early church, the Lord promised that he will restore that again. And because God is perfect in three, and he does everything that way. Now, Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4. Verse 5. And behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming and the great dreadful day of the Lord. And we know that day, the great dreadful day of the Lord, is not the day of John. You know that the Bible is speaking here about Elijah of Revelation chapter 7. And it says, and he shall turn the heart of the father to their children, and the heart of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a kiss. Now something has to happen. And the Lord knew that the early church will fail. The early church will go to a certain place that the system will be combined together. That Jezebel will take the control of the things. Now speaking about the Roman Catholic Church, and they mix the things together now. And they introduced man-made way of doing things now. And the people were departed from the truth. But the Lord in his mind, he will never leave the things to go that long forever. God knows that he must restore the faith of the children to their father. And our father in the faith, and the prophet tell us, those are the father of the Pentecostal, the father of the early church, that God has to restore our faith again. And God has to restore the priesthood again in this end time now. And the only way that he can restore it is through the ministry of the Son of Man. And through God sending a prophet, that's the only way he can restore the priesthood. Now that the priesthood will be able now, as Moses was given the ability, that everybody that want to be minister, he must dress according to the vision that God shows to Moses. Amen. Now everybody in our time that want to minister as a priest, spiritually speaking, or behind the prophet, he must receive the same spirit of Elijah, because the spirit of Elijah is the spirit of the Lord. Now that same spirit that you will be able to minister in the office of the priest. Because God has called and God doesn't change. That's why you see things changed, but God never changed. And God always does his things in that way. And bringing that, you will be able now that the priesthood will be restored and everything will be back to normal. And the prophet tells us that in the exposition of the seven church age, the prophet has said, through the dark age, what happened there? You see, the Holy Spirit was bound. Now, when the Holy Spirit was bound, Aaron could not do his office without his garment. He must have his garment. And that garment represents the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit was bound, nobody could do it properly. And the prophet said, through the dark age, the Holy Spirit was bound now. But now, at now, the fulfillment of the scripture of Malachi 4, now the Holy Spirit was released. Now the people are in full position to do their office of the priest, and God will bless them by doing that. Because they're going to teach the truth. Because Aaron in his garment, he must have the truth. The blue color that represents the truth must be there. And as we must have the truth, and we have the truth, which is the message of the hour.
Amen.
That's what we have. We have the truth that will allow us to do our office the way God wants us to do the office. And that, remember, the office of the priest, remember that it has two things. It must make a sacrifice. That the office of the one of the responsibility. And another one, it's intercession. And intercede on the behalf of the people. And it means that he has something to do with the hungering soul of the people. That the spirit of priest, he will not see someone dying. When someone has that Aaronic spirit inside of him, the person will not leave the things that way, no. He will seek for the lost. He will like everything to be right. Everything to be correct, because that's the office of the priest. It's to reconcile the people with God. When people come with their guilty mind, when come with their trouble, and there's no way where they can have access with God, and Aaron will go inside there to the holies of holies. He say, God, I come under my commission. I'm not guessing here. You have ordained me to be a priest. I'm come now to intercede on the behalf of this person that felt guilty. The lamb was slain for him. And his sin was transferred to the innocent lamb. The same way that you and I, when we go to breathe, to go before God, and I go on the behalf of my brother, I say, God, I come on the behalf of Brother David this morning, because the lamb was slain for him. The innocent lamb was slain. I don't look at him according to his sin. Something was done. There was a transferring of sin now.
Amen.
Now he has the right to go free. And God will make it free. Because you know your position. You must know your position. And you must know your responsibility. That God has given us that responsibility. If we call for open the name of the Lord for a certain things, because of the access we have at the holiest of holies, God must answer. It's not the same thing with Esther in the Old Testament. You look at the story of the Esther. When they want to kill the children of Israel, the decree from our enemy, because you will see there's another side of the priesthood. That side of the priesthood, they are not there to intercede on the behalf of the people. They are there to accuse the people before God. They say, ah, look, that one is a sinner. Look, that one, he can't do that job. No, but God makes the person qualified. Now, that what is matter is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we see the holy priesthood that go speak before God. Because them too, they go before God, another priesthood. And they speak about the saints. But the scripture tells, they only speak about the evil side of the saints. They can't speak about the good side of the saints. But the priesthood of Aaron, when they go before God, they speak on the good of the brethren. They speak on the good of the congregation. They don't speak on the evil of it. Because we find it, who is that priesthood? It's the priesthood of Satan, the devil. You find him in Revelation. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And you find that that priesthood, it's time when he go before God. And we go there. Revelation 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and the strength and the kingdom unto our God, to the power of Christ, and the power of Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which is cast them before our God, which accused them before our God day and night. That another priesthood. When they go before God, is to accuse the brethren. Day and night, they won't see anything good with the brethren. They always see evil. When they go, no, he can't do this. Ah, look what he did last time. Look what he did last time. That being anointed by another priesthood, which is the priesthood of the devil. But the priesthood of Aaron, when they go before God, they open their mouth only to speak good of the children of Israel. Because they have them inside of their heart. And this priesthood, it's not the first time that he goes there. Another time when he went, we find him in the book of Job. What did he do? He went just to speak in the wrong side of Job. It is Job serve you because you have blessed him. You see, that is not the priesthood of Aaron. Aaron's priesthood is that when they go before, when they have that access before the throne of mercy, when they have that access in the holiest of holies, they go speak on the good of the brethren. Because they were commanded to dress that way. That never take them out of your heart. That continually bear them in their heart. That the way it is. And now we see that another priesthood, that is not our priesthood. For the children of God who are filled with the Holy Spirit, they are not for that kind of priesthood. They are in the kind of the priesthood that when they want to speak about a sister, when they want to speak about a brother, they only speak the good of the brother or the sister. Mm-hmm. But this, the other priesthood is the wrong one to be. But the scripture tells us, he has made us kings and priests unto God. He had made us kings and priests unto God. But you find that in the Old Testament, something good for you to remember. In the Old Testament, you can't mix the office of the king and the office of the priest. It's not mixed. If you do that, you get in trouble. But something is amazing here. And studying the scripture, when I like to understand everything, and I say, why then? God says, he made us king and a priest. Because in the Old Testament now, through the shadow of everything, how it was happening there, you can't be a priest and a king. Those offices was separate.
That's right.
Now those two offices was separate. You can't be both. But in the Old in the New Testament, we are kings and priests. How is it that something happened there? What happened now? But we see that because even you look at Uzziah in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians chapter 26, you will see there that him being a priest, being a king, when he wanted to do the work of the priest, he was smited with a leper. Because God could not allow him to mix those two offices. God says the office of the priest is only for the priest. Nobody can mix it. If you mix it, you get in trouble. But the man, because God blessed him and his heart was lifted up, he thought that he could do everything. He could do every office. But you can't do that because God didn't ordain him for the office of the priest. And he has to respect it that way. And he didn't respect it. And he went, he did it. He was smite. But we thank God that in the New Testament, we are both king and priest. Something happened. We are both king and priest. Now we know why we are both king and priest. Because the Levitical priesthood has changed. It's not Aaronic priesthood anymore. It became the priesthood under Melchizedek. Now, under Melchizedek, you will see again, and the lineage now that used to be in the charge of the priesthood in the Old Testament, that was the Levite. It has shifted now from Judah to Judah, that is the king. Because Judah, the lion of the tribe of the Judah. Now it's showing that the priesthood was changed now. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 7 for you to understand. Hebrews chapter 7 from verse 11. Now the priesthood has changed. That's why in the Old Testament we are being called kings and priests. Now it says, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it people receive the law. But what further need, what day that another priesthood should rise after the order of Melchizedek, not be called the order of Aaron? Now, our priesthood now is not the order of Aaron, but it's the order of the Melchizedek. And let's continue. And for the priesthood being changed there is made a necessity, a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertain to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Now, this tribe that we, our priesthood, come from. And say, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Now, our priesthood come from the tribe of Judah. The Lord Jesus Christ, that's where our priesthood come. Because it himself, the Melchizedek. And the prophet say, is three of them in all. He's a prophet, he's a king, and he's a priest. Now, when he's higher now, sitting at the right side, right hand of the Father, is doing the work of the priesthood for you and for I. Now, but John also saw him. And you will see. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation chapter 1, verse 13. Revelation chapter 1, verse 13. And in the midst of the seven candles, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and a girdle about the pap with a golden girdle. You see now, there, John saw him in a different way. Now, he's not a king he anymore. He's not a priest he anymore. He saw him as a judge, as a king he. Now, and the prophet taught us that Aaron belt used to be on the west. What speaking about the service that Aaron has to do? Now, Aaron wasn't able to put the belt on his chest. No, because that being a judge, that's why we see here in Revelation chapter 1 that his garland wasn't on the west, but it was here on the chest. Because that John saw him in the way of a king. And the prophet say he's himself prophet and king and priest. And because of the lineage that our priesthood come from, now we have the ability now to be king and priest at the same time. Because it has a shift from Levitical priesthood to Judaic priesthood. It has changed the tribe now. And in now, no order of Aaron, but the order of Melchizedek. Something has happened there. Even in Revelation chapter 5, John saw him, and that is representing us too there. He saw him in both, because when John was crying, and he found nobody was worthy to open the book and reveal it. He saw first the lion, that from the tribe of Judah, and later on, just few minutes, he saw the lamb doing the work of intercession and showing that he was both king and priest. And you and I, we are both kings and priests. And the scripture even gives us the authority. Because the scripture says, everything that we will bind here on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. If we bind sickness this morning in this church, the heaven will back it up. Because we have the authority that was given by God, that he made us kings and priests. That is not presuming. That is not because of our own merit, and because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet tells us that a policeman there, outside on the road, a small man with a coat that is bigger than him, and if he see a car, a big truck that is coming, if he blow the rifle, the car has to stop. No matter how powerful the car was. Why? Because he was acting under authority. The government is behind him. If you pass, you get into trouble with the government. Now, us as a king and a priest, God has given us the authority that if we pray and you say, anything that you ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee. And he said, the sign shall follow them that believe in my name. Now, if we call that name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the heaven is behind us. And the heaven has to back it up, because God is bound with his word, the prophet says. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed us, and he never changed anything. He called us to be the king and the priest. You may not feel to be it, but God calls us for that. Amen. Not the way you feel it, but the way God says. Now, you have to know what you have to do for your office. And the king has the right to bind. And he has the right to make someone free. If someone is bound today by the devil, we make the person free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the heaven will back it up. I believe that. And the prophet say, wherever this message you preach it, the angel of the Lord is there. And this morning, the angel of the Lord is here to vindicate his word that he has a commission to his prophet. And we stand on that word, and the heaven has to back it up. And we believe that is the truth. Because he made us, not we made ourselves. He made us king and priest. And he must obey his word. And he must fulfill his scripture, because he made us king and priest. And God will not let any of his scripture to go out. And he give us that power, and he give us that authority, that anything that we will ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, it shall be given to us. That what will fulfill your priesthood. That's why I remember your testimony, Sister Deirdre, when he says pray for that sister, and she was healed of the cancer. Because you were acting under the authority that was given by God. Because being a spiritual priest, you have the responsibility to pray and cast out the sickness, and the sickness will go away. You have to recognize it. If that is God, what God has given to us, and the scripture says that we shall rule with him. Between many kings, Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, let's read that. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. The scripture tells us that the blessed and the holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. As such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That's the same thing again. Now, priests unto God and unto Christ, and we shall reign as kings 1,000 years with the Lord. That's what God called us for. That's what God ordained you and I to a spiritual office. And the scripture says, the saints, you and I, fulfilling the office of the king, we will be able to judge the world. Now, physically now, we can't judge the world because we know that Satan is the god of this evil age. They are making their law. They are passing the law that they are passing, homosexual law, all those kind of the law that is not godly. But there will come a time, in this time that the Bible is telling, that you and I, we will be able to rule this earth. That we will be able, we will move from spiritual form to the physical form of it. That we will be able to rule and do everything the way God wants us to do. Because God has chosen us. Now God knowing from our background, our family, the things that happened to our life. But God wasn't worried about that. And the scripture says he wasn't ashamed to call us his children. God wasn't ashamed because of your past to call you a king and a priest. God wasn't ashamed of it. It's you that are ashamed of it. But God never been ashamed of it. That's why the scripture says he made us kings and priests. Oh, and we thank God for that. He made us kings and priests. And he bring us to that office. And something happened. And he gave us to that greater position, that of Aaron. Because that was physically all the shadow, the holiest of holies. It was there. But the scripture says, through the rating of the veil, let's go to Hebrew chapter 10. And we have given the access that the access Aaron has is to go to the holiest of holies. And he has also given that access to us that we may be able to go to the holiest of holies. To go to the heavenly places in Christ. That where we can make our prayer request. Where we can bring all our problem. And God will be able to answer it. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. And it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Oh man, that blessed way Aaron used to go once a year. But you and I, we have given the ability to go there each time when we are right. We can go to that holiest of holies and make intercession and make the sacrifice of our lips. Wow, what a privilege God has given to us. A greater privilege than of Aaron. God had did something powerful for us. And say, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now, through the veil, that God has made a way to us. And the scripture tells us in Matthew 27, let's read, that veil was written. That veil that could hinder people, people were not able to see Aaron when he was in the holiest of holies. That veil was written. That was covering the mercy seat. That was covering the Shekinah glory. That veil was written. And you and I have the access now to go there in and make intercession. And God will hear our prayers. Now Matthew 27, verse 46. And it says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calling Elias. And straight away, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And then the rest said, Let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried, When he has cried again with a loud voice, yield up the Holy Ghost. Yield up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was written in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rock written. The veil of the temple was written. Amen. In the Old Testament, that veil that used to hinder people, that was only giving access once a year to Aaron to go to the throne of mercy, to go to the Holy of Holies, it was written through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what your request is, if you know your position, if you believe that you are a priest, you can get it this morning. Amen. The Lord can grant it unto you. No matter what it is, no matter what the sickness, no matter what the condition it is, the Lord will always vindicate it his word. Amen. And the Lord has called you and I, and he has given us the power. But the devil many times will tell us we are not able to do it. Yes, in our own we can't do it. But because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the way that God has provided, and we come under that God provided way, we have the ability to get everything that we want, because God is bound to his word. That's right. That the job of the priest, that is be able now to intercede and get the right answer and be able to make the sacrifice. And we see that God chose you and I, and he has made us a kingdom of priests. And he made us a kingdom of priests. And it wasn't your choice. It wasn't my choice. It was his choice. Because it was the choice of God, he must respect his choice. God has to respect his choice. If it was my choice, God will not respect it. But because of God's choice, if you try it, you will see. God is going to respect it. Let's stand, sing the song. And if anybody has any prayer request, let's put those requests before the Lord. Let's prove if the Lord is really, the Lord will answer them. Because God is bound by his word. And the prophet said, God has no respect to any man. He has only respect of his word. And if he says that he made us kings and priests, there's authority and there's power that goes with that office of king and that office of the priest. Let's sing the song, then we'll all enter to a time of prayer.
Peace. King and the priest, you have given the access to bring them. So bring them unto me, bring them unto the Lord.
For me, the bride.
want we to look like people are in the spirit of singing.
Amen. You know? My brother, do you sing? He is born. My brother, he's a rock of salvation.
To the Lord according to the preaching of His word. He has made us king and a priest, and we want to claim the authority and the power that goes with the office that God spiritually has granted to each of us. If anybody has any prayer requests, let all bring them before the throne of mercy. God, the scripture says the veil of the temple was rent, and we have the access, each of us, to go before the throne of mercy, in the holiest of holies, before the Lord, that bring our request there. And I believe that there will be a testimony. And you will say that it never been the same. From that time, the Lord had did something for me. And when we finish all praying, we will ask Brother William to come and close with a word of prayer. Let's all pray together.
Oh Seigneur, tu es tout puissant. Je te remercie grandement pour ton amour, ta grâce, ta miséricorde et ta beauté, car toi tu es entier, tu es celui qui vit au siècle des siècles et qui règne à jamais. Oh Dieu bien-aimé, Père éternel, toi tu nous as appelés,
tu nous as choisis avant la fondation de ce monde. Tu as donné ta vie afin que nous puissions avoir la vie. Tu as faim de nous, ô Père éternel, de rois et de prêtres, Père. Ô Dieu bien-aimé, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, quand nous étions dans le monde, on n'a rien connu de cela, ô Dieu tout-puissant. On n'a rien choisi de cela de nous-mêmes.
Father, guide us, Lord. We look at you, Lord, desiring wisdom, Lord, Savior. Even though we can head for confused, Lord, Savior God. Lord, encourage things as they go on, Lord, Savior. Father, give us grace, Lord. Bless our families, Lord. Keep us, Lord. Provide for us, Lord, even as we have need at all times, Lord, Savior God. Remember, Lord, Savior, all and pray for
us. As our heart to bear, let us ask about a will to come and close with a word of prayer. Remember our pastor. Remember the saints who have traveled. Remember us, the church.
In the cross, in the cross, be my glory given till I. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we can almost see the cross this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we lift our hearts, Lord, to that day on Calvary.
Yes, Lord.
Father, when you were lifted up before all men, Father, and they thought, Lord, they're bringing shame to you, Lord, by putting you on a cross and hanging you there without any clothes, persecuting you, Lord, and killing you. Yet, Father, that cross is such a wondrous attraction unto us, Lord. Father, for you are the King of Kings, Lord. Father, you are the Most High Priest, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that it was for me, Lord, that you hang on the cross, Lord, and died for my sin. Lord, oh God, and not only that, Lord, you did it that you could give me a part, Lord. That too I could be a priest and a king in thy kingdom. How thankful I am, oh God. Unworthy as I am, Lord, I'm so thankful that you have made me a priest and a king, Lord. Father, not just for the sake of being a priest and a king, but that I could be a priest for my family.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I could be a priest for my fallen brother,
yes,
Lord. to bring this gospel unto them, Father. I pray, Lord, you'd strengthen me and my brethren that I stand with this afternoon. Lord, oh God, not to take this for granted, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But that, Lord, indeed we may take up our positions as kings and priests in thy kingdom.
Yes,
Father, and bring the gospel to the fallen man.
Yes, Lord,
to the brother or sister that's looking for the way of truth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That we may live our lives as kings and priests, Lord.
Amen.
Until the people who cannot read your Bible, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
They could read your gospel in our lives,
Amen.
Lord. Help us, Father, as we bring every brother, every sister in this place this afternoon to you. Father, committing ourselves once again to you, Lord. Pledging allegiance, Lord, once again to that cross, Father. That indeed, Lord, we will do our part, even as you did your part, Lord. We thank you for your grace, Lord. For we know we are saved by your grace, Father. Yet we love you so much, Lord, that we will do our part, Lord, no matter what it takes, Lord. No matter who may go with us, Lord. Even if all people may forsake you, Lord. But as for me, Lord, I would save you, Father.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, that you be with these children that are growing up amongst us. Oh, God, what opposition they face, Lord. But, Father, with your word, they are more than victors. So we commit them to you and ask that you be merciful to each and every one of them, Lord. We remember our brother Denzel going to hospital even this afternoon, committing him to you, Lord, that, Father, you would keep him safe, Lord. How the devil has desired him, Lord. But we know you love him, Father, and there's nothing the devil can bring to him. Lord, we commit him to you, Father. Lord, our brethren that have traveled, we commit them to you.
Lord.
Remembering our brother Andrew, be with him, Lord, this afternoon and his family. Father, may you give them such a good afternoon and bless them, Lord. I pray for our brother Francois. Lord, our brother Maxwell, for bringing the word this day, Lord. May you bless them and strengthen them, Lord, and increase their ministry that it may be of benefit to your people, preparing us, Lord, for that day when, Lord, our redemption would come, Lord, and we would leave this place, Father, to go and be with you. Bless everyone else, Lord, that has done their part, the Sunday school teachers, Lord, the musicians, Lord, the people that cleaned, everyone, Lord, that have done their part, I pray your blessing upon them. Be with us, Father, as we go, Lord. Father, and I pray you'd strengthen me for this week that lays before me. Father, oh God, and every other brother, every other sister, may you strengthen them, Lord. Father, until we meet again, we just sing once more, Lord, in the cross, for it is in the cross, Lord, Father, where our glory is. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sing one song, then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Some golden day, Jesus will come. Some golden day, pray, battles over. Shout the victory, break through the blow. Some golden day, wait for me, for you. Some glorious morning, sorrows will cease. Some glorious morning. School is all done. Heaven will open. Jesus will come. Some golden day, good luck will come. Some golden day. Some golden day,
seem to be. Oh, glory is pray, Jesus, I'll say, stand on the day, Jesus will come, stand on the day, battles are won, with the shout of the skies, no tears, no crying, shall dim our eyes, loved ones united, eternally, oh, what a great rainbow will be. Some golden day, Jesus will come. Some golden day, battles are won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blow. Some golden day. Some golden, some golden.